Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We're talking about a bit of a sticky subject this week, and that's maintaining respect for people who may have been disrespectful to us in the past or just recently. It's something that we all have to encounter at a different time at some point in our life. And so how we manage that's going to be really, really key. It's also probably worth discussing and keeping in mind that this is on the law of averages, really likely that this is going to happen at some point, even this week or at least in the future. So having a think about how you might deal with some of these things and how you might be able to maintain who you want to be in respect beforehand is actually going to be a really, really important part of being able to do so in the future. Forearmed is forewarned, they say. So look, the first thing is that depending on the gravity of the situation, the first question would have to be, well, do I actually have to maintain respect in this situation? Sometimes it may not actually have to be that way. And so sometimes there is a reality that the less contact we can have with certain people, particularly if it is a dangerously disrespectful relationship, the better and safer everyone is because of that. And some things we just don't have to respect. But in a lot of cases, we're not actually talking about things that are that serious. And so we're actually talking about the type of actions that are a lot more common and a lot more likely to be on the receiving end. So given that, we have to make a distinction between the person and the behavior. And so I would ask the question and be encouraging everyone to consider, can I respect the person but not the behavior? And can I see that these two things are actually different? Can I respect the person but not the idea, particularly if we disagree with the idea, and be able to draw that distinction that we may actually have a lot more in common than we do that is different. So we're all imperfect human and we make mistakes. We are the flawed gem of humanity. So a bit of that perspective helps as well. And having a think about our own history, maybe with the person, maybe in our own lives, can actually help us to respect that person as well and to look beyond that one incident, which may be limited in time. The second thing would be to start to build in and to consider walking a mile in the other person's shoes. This isn't to say that the behavior is okay, but trying to get a bit of a picture around an understanding of why they may have been acting the way they are. Doesn't excuse it, but the more we can put it into perspective and understand it, the more likely we are to be able to move through it, build a stronger relationship, and get beyond it and get up the road. One really, really difficult thing is to be truthful with yourself. Ask yourself the question, have I actually acted like that previously? If so, in what way? How? What was happening from my end? And if I can answer that question for myself, can I understand their end a little bit more? How was I feeling at the time? And again, if I can build in some of these questions, I'm better able to empathize with the other person and to see why this behavior is occurring the way it is. Often when we know that we haven't really acted in line with our own values, we experience the downside of that without actually needing to be reminded by anyone else. When we mean, we know it ourselves and we often don't feel great about it. So keep that in mind as well, that you're probably both suffering because of this. I encourage everyone to be brave with themselves around this stuff and to have a look at their part in it. Could there be an alternative explanation for their end? Was it actually that mean? Sometimes it's our own insecurities and worries and fears that magnify events that have occurred in our lives. So not all the time, but it's important to keep that in mind that sometimes we have our own part in that. Is there another way I could see it? If I see it from that point of view, does it look differently? And more importantly, do I feel differently about what's happened? The other thing is that if you actually need to encounter this person again, it's probably really, really important to ask the question, how can I respond in a way where I'm able to keep my own respect for myself? And actually start to plan that civil response ahead of time so that some of the emotional element is taken out of it and you're able to get through that exposure, limit it as much as possible, and get on to the next thing. Recognize your own flags. What are they? How will I know when I'm being emotionally triggered? And ask yourself, if I lose myself to this, hasn't the other person actually won twice? So take the high road wherever you can and be as respectful as you can. Not always easy, but there's a few simple tips for you to consider this week on Mind Games. Have a respectful week.